to make me his witness, February 6th. Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. God desired to make of his people Israel a praise and a glory. Every spiritual advantage was given them. God withheld from them nothing favorable to the formation of character that would make them representatives of himself. Their obedience to the laws of God would make them marvels of prosperity before the nations of the world. He who could give them wisdom and skill in all cunning work would continue to be their teacher, and would ennoble and elevate them through obedience to his laws. If obedient, they would be preserved from the diseases that afflicted other nations, and would be blessed with vigor of intellect. The glory of God, his majesty and power, were to be revealed in all their prosperity. They were to be a kingdom of priests and princes. God furnished them with every facility for becoming the greatest nation on the earth. Through Israel it was his design to impart rich blessings to all peoples. Through them the way was to be prepared for the diffusion of his light to the whole world. His glory is his children's good, his joy, his tender fatherhood.